Kadosh, Parshas Vizot Sabracha, Tafshin Ayin Zayin. Vizot Sabracha, Tarech Ladas Omru Vizos B'Tosefes Vav B'Tchilas Inyan. So Chaim HaKadosh begins by saying, what's the Vizot Sabracha? Where did last week's Parsha end? Hazinu ended with Moshe being told, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, being reminded once again, very painfully, that you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, and it's time for you to go up the mountain and to be Moser Nefesh, to literally give back your nefesh, even though you're still very capable and you still have a lot of strength. And then Vizo Sabracha. So what's the Vizo Sabracha? What's the connection? O Tzarech Ladas, La'eza Inyan Nemar Kol HaKasuf. Bechla, what do you need this whole pasuk for? It's understood that Moshe is about to give a bracha, right? And he's going to review how Kadosh Baruch Hu came, and he offered the Torah to the nations, and then he gave it to Klal Yisrael, and B'chulu. So why do I need this introductory pasuk of Vizosa Bracha Asher Berach Moshe Isha Lokimus Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moso? What do you need the whole pasuk for? Im Lehodia Hamivarech V'Hamisbarech. If you'll tell me, it's giving me the context that it's Moshe and Klal Yisrael, the one who's blessing on being blessed. Halo Nikarim Him Advarim Below Pasuk Zeh. Am I a Maslami Pasuk Vayomar? It would have been perfectly understandable. The entire parsha would be perfectly understandable had it started from pasuk Beis. That Vayomar Hashem Yisinai Ba. Vizarach Meseir Lamo, you don't need this whole introduction of this is the bracha that Moshe gave. If it's just a question of understanding, right? Understanding what's happening here, it's self-evident. V'im lehodia kizeh hayilifnei moso samach lemisaso. And if the emphasis is to tell me that this took place very close to his death, so that's also understood. Muvanim heim advarim mimashal afanav ula'achrov. Shesamach lemisaso hayu advarim. It's very clear again from the context of the psukim that Moshe dies at the end, and he's told he's going to die right before, so we understand that this is Lifnei Moso. So what do you need to announce that for? Uma gam kimat tzorech yesh bodas hazman. Bechlal, why do we need to introduce this this time period in which this was taking place? Again, it's understood. So he says a very, very beautiful thing here. We're going to learn a lot about Moshe's godless today. Look how unbelievable Moshe Rabbeinu is. Why is Moshe not going to Eretz Yisrael? Why is Moshe going to die and not going to Eretz Yisrael? He never parsha kodemus lezeh, samach l'maimer v'zos ha-bracha milafana. Right before we come to these words of v'zos ha-bracha, and again the vav is clearly connecting us back to what happened before. What did we learn immediately before? Amar kasev hechlet ha-gazer al Moshe lamus. We were told that Moshe has to die. And the Parshas Hazinu. It says, Alei el har ha'avarim v'gomer, umeis v'gomer, al-asher v'gomer. Now what's the al-asher v'gomer? The al-asher is al-asher over the fact that what? That you rebelled against me. Al-asher ma'altem bi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The Moshe, you did me'ila. Now, you messed up, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That you hit the rock. But part of the problem was, part of Moshe's frustration, what according to, let's say, Shittas Rashi, hit the rock. So, or maybe hit the rock twice. So, the reason that Moshe came to do that was very much caused by his frustration with Klal Yisrael. Which means that as Moshe is about to die and not going to Eretz Yisrael, he has to look at Klal Yisrael and remind himself, it's your fault, in many regards, that I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe, at the end of his life, might have some bad feelings towards Klal Yisrael. So look what he writes here. You see the godless of Moshe. Maybe Moshe harbored some bad feelings in his heart over the death that was about to happen. Because Klal Yisrael's fault that they dragged him along and got him into trouble. Lashon of the Medrash. That Moshe was swept up by Klal Yisrael, and everything we'll see later, the success of Moshe is also telling Klal Yisrael. That'll be the last piece we see today. But Moshe's struggles were very much caused by Klal Yisrael's rebelliousness. And therefore, Garmelo Misa b'chutz la'aretz. U'mena'uhu me'avur la'aretz. Asher nichsefa v'gam kolsa nafshula. His greatest desire to come into Eretz Yisrael was denied because of Bnei Yisrael. So what happens? How do we normally respond to a person who caused trouble for us? V'teva enosh yarchi kaso ve'ra. The nature of a person is to distance himself from the one who caused bad for him. And if you'll tell me, well, the tzaddik has greater patience and he's more understanding than the average person, okay, so he's not going to hate them. But to go and to bless them with such a bracha as he's becoming fully aware of the reality of his inability to enter Israel, as caused by Bnei Yisrael, Zeh Yoshalo Lisnoosam. The tzaddik can only, you know, not hate them. Aval Karvas Halev, he nimnaas al kolpanim, at the very least, not to feel particularly close to them. Okay, to be more neutral about it. So therefore the Torah says Moshe wasn't neutral about it. Moshe's love for Klal Yisrael knew no bounds. Zeh ba devar Hashem b'toraso v'heir al tzadik. V'amr ki milvad shelo sana osam v'lo herchika milibo od lo v'zos habracha. Unbelievable. And Moshe overcame all of his personal feelings, or maybe he made sure that his personal feelings were only positive, and he was able, again at such a delicate time in his life, to bless Klal Yisrael. And now we understand the all of our questions in the Psukim. V'leze amar vizos b'tosef esvav. L'hayer gadr hakodem shi'estove me'amaymer hasamach v'havein. That we should see it in the context of what happened right before, that despite being told that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, and so much of that is caused by Bnei Yisrael, vizos ha-bracha. Yet, this is still the bracha that Moshe blessed. V'gamar omar lifnei moso. And to make it even greater, it's dafka what? Lifnei moso. Perish. Samach l'misaso. Meaning it's right at the moment where Moshe has to face the facts. L'hayir od al haflaga sidkuso. The hagam dizman hahergish, true parakanasiya, shadavar yechayev lisno, afal pichein be'erachosam. The dafka at this moment where Moshe is getting the final no, that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael and Hashem's not changing his mind and time is up. Dafka at that moment where Moshe, more so than any other moment, would have been upset or disappointed or frustrated or angry, or shown signs of hatred towards Klal Yisrael, dafka at that moment, lifnei moso, he's berach Klal Yisrael. And the Torah is testifying, as we'll see in a second, that this bracha was the ultimate bracha. And this was the bracha. Now, we'll see, he's going to emphasize the word, right? He seems to be emphasizing the vav here, but in the moment he's going to emphasize the ha bracha. This is the ultimate bracha. So we'll see. But the Vav is also a Lashon of Tosefes, which means that the bracha is an expansive bracha. But we'll see in a second what makes it the ultimate bracha. Od Yirtza Ba'omro Vizos, this is the bracha, Lios Shekadmu Birchos Acherim. This is not the first bracha that Jews ever received. First of all, Avram Be'erachas Yitzchak, V'Yitzchak V'Yakov, V'Yakov Levanov, V'Kulin Eskapsu L'Rosh Yisrael. Right? So we have a long tradition of having great blessing from great people. So now, when Moshe comes along, is he coming to redefine the bracha? Is he coming to add to the bracha? So that's the vizos, right? That this is the additional bracha that Moshe added on top of all the other brachas that we have from those who came earlier. L'zeh k'shavah Moshe levarich Yisrael dikdik v'dvarav ki birchaso hi tosefes al rishonim. Moshe wanted to make it clear, I'm not replacing, God forbid, birchas av mitzvah ken Yaakov, but I'm merely adding on to it. Al derech shapir shuzal, as the Sefrei explains on the pasuk, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef v'gomer v'yivarech eschem v'gomer. That Hashem has blessed you, and I'm adding to that bracha at the beginning of the Devarim. Shakavana zo hi mishali v'yivarech eschem. This is my addition. Hashem gave his part, and I'm giving my part. Harisha makbid ledaktik asher hu mosif levarech. So Moshe is being very clear here that he's adding on v'zos ha-bracha. This is an additional bracha. Ukmokin heid kan. So just like over there, again, Moshe clearly states it in Devarim, the beginning of Devarim. So to here, he's alluding to this idea as well, that this is an addition to the birchas harishonim, and this is tosefes to that bracha. Uhu masheram is b'maimra v'zos, and that's what's hinted to in the word v'zos. V'omro ha-bracha, behei, me'idah ha-torah shehi ha-ma'ula v'meshubeches yosem ikulan. But you might say, okay, so this is just a little something extra on top, right? We already have the bracha of Av Mitzvah and Yaakov. So this is a vizos. So even though this is a vizos, you should realize that this addition is greater than all the other brachas. Shehi ha-ma'ula v'meshubeches yosem ikulan. V'gamra ha-kasav lomar ha-dvarim shebehem tis'ale al-kol bracha. Now the pasuk comes in and tells us, right, and hints to us the ways in which Moshe's bracha is the best, in four ways. Okay, take a look at this. Beautiful. First of all, Zos HaBracha Asher Berach Moshe. Aleph. Asher Berach Moshe. V'yadua hu ma'alaso. First of all, realize who's giving the bracha. Moshe is the Adon HaNaviyim. Moshe is the greatest teacher of Torah. Right? Yes, he's not one of the Avos, but realize Berach Moshe. We know the greatness of Moshe, says our Chaim HaKadosh. K'moshe Amar Elokei Olam, Bohochicho Aaron and Miriam, V'sham Pirashtim. Just go back to Baha'loscha, when Aaron and Miriam were critical of Moshe, and just see how Hashem defends Moshe. See how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his unbelievable respect, K'viyachal, for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first thing you have to realize is, this is HaBracha. Why is this HaBracha? Because Asher Berach Moshe. Just realize who's giving the Bracha. Furthermore, we describe Moshe as an Ish Elokim. What does that mean? He's a godly person, but much more than that. Tzei ulamad me'otzmu. Chazal, in the Medrash Tanchuma, lidrosh betevazu, ad sheigia lomar shehu al derech omer ish na'ami. This is very intense. We know, right, that Naomi's husband is referred to as the Ish Naomi. What does that mean? The husband of Naomi. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to Moshe here as Ish Elokim, if Moshe is worthy of that title of Ish Elokim, yeah, so that means that he's in a certain sense like the husband of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has the deepest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Almost a spousal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way that a husband and a wife do for one another, or as the Gemara says, that a proper woman performs with its own bala, right? She is quick to perform her husband's will. Hopefully the husband does the same for her. But a proper woman does her husband's will, performs her husband's will. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe has such a relationship that what? That Moshe would be Gozer and Hashem is Mekayim. V'Havein. V'Ayim Mash and Afarish B'Sat V'Shmai V'Samach. And again, it's a very deep idea to refer to Moshe as an Ish Elokim. The same way at the beginning of Rus, Ish Na'ami. Okay. Furthermore, Espenei Yisrael. Why is this bracha such a great bracha? Not only because Moshe is so great, as expressed simply by the it's Moshe, and he's an Ish Elokim. But Bnei Yisrael are holding at a point in their career, in the history of Bnei Yisrael, that they're in a place that's royal lebracha. Sheheim kli muchan lekabel habrachos mashalo haya ad ata. Bnei Yisrael are more worthy of receiving bracha than ever before. V'tzeyu lamad shelo sharsa shechina b'chalalusam. El al Bnei Yisrael ki neskabsu kochos hakedusha sheheim b'misvar samach ribo. Recognize that what? That the Shechina only resides upon 600,000. And here you have Bnei Yisrael, right, full numbers. Va'omru es Bnei Yisrael, v'lo hispik lomar Bnei Yisrael. It says es, right? Moshe blessed es Bnei Yisrael. Es implies something additional with Bnei Yisrael. Ulai sheneskavin letzarif emahem hanelma meinei kolchai. Perhaps it alludes to the secret dimension that escorts Bnei Yisrael, the hidden dimension, which is what? Shehi Shechina. Shehi im Yisrael afilu b'tzara, like it says, imo anochi b'tzara. So it's saying that the same way that the Shechina is with us in difficult times, so too Es Bnei Yisrael, this is a moment of Hashoras Shechina, and therefore it's more, the bracha is more, it's more capable of residing upon Bnei Yisrael, or resting upon Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe is the Shushbin, Moshe is the best man, the middleman between the marriage of Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Brichu. So again, Bnei Yisrael's own worthiness made this bracha the ultimate bracha. And lastly, it's Lifnei Moso. What does it mean, Lifnei Moso? Ki agam shegodol erach Moshe, as great as Moshe is. As we said, the first milah was Asher Berach Moshe. But now, what happens when a tzaddik is at the end of his life? And so to speak, all of his kochos, the same way a candle, as far as I'm saying, the way a candle flares up right before it goes out, right? It sparks up one more time. So too, the tzaddik has a certain increase of the kochos and nefesh at the time of his betira. Tosef rucho v'kocho be'es asher yegiha es asher ye'asef alamav. There's an increase of spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu at the moment he's going to be gathered in to give back his soul. V'tzad hadalit tamim, and based on these four ta'amim, these four reasons, higdila Hashem v'yichada lamal mikulam v'omro v'zos habracha. This is the ultimate bracha. It's a hosafa to the earlier brachos, but it's not just a little something extra. It's really habracha. It's the ultimate bracha. It's vizos. It's an expansive bracha. Okay? Od yirmas ba'amru vizos. Al derech omrim zal. Let's go further. Says the Yalka. Now, again, I told you some of the pieces are going to be really impressive in terms of praising Moshe Rabbeinu, and some are going to be very, very, very beautiful in their praise of Bnei Yisrael. So we've already seen a little of both, right? We've seen Birach Moshe, Moshe so great, Ish Elokim, Moshe so great, Bnei Yisrael so great, Lifnei Moshe, Lifnei Moshe, Moshe so great. Okay, so now here we have another praise of Bnei Yisrael. Vizos HaBracha. Right? It's through this bracha that Moshe became Ish Elokim. Says the Yalkut, says the Medrash, Shelo Zacha Moshe Shikare Ish Elokim Asher Birach Es Yisrael. That it was Moshe's blessing of the Jewish people that made him into an Ish Elokim. Who Mashaheir Ba'amru Vizos, Perish, Milvad Kol Asher Pal V'Asa Meha Yosher. This is an amazing idea, he says here. You think of that the whole life of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Everything he accomplished over the course of his entire lifetime. Right? You would think he's a pretty godly person, he's a holy person. And yet, he's only worthy of the title Ish Elokim, despite, right, Milvad Kol Asher Pal V'Asa Meha Yosher, all the good things that Moshe did over the course of an entire lifetime. But it's dafka when he gives the bracha to Klal Yisrael, that makes him Ish Elokim. Kishahosiv zosa bracha asher berach Moshe el es b'nei Yisrael b'zeh nikra Ish Elokim. It's amazing, no? What do you think the pshat with that is? Why dafka when he gave the bracha to b'nei Yisrael? This is like his ultimate accomplishment. Is it like we said earlier that he had every reason to not want to give such a bracha to b'nei Yisrael at such a time in his life after they stopped him from going into Eretz Yisrael? But it's amazing. If someone were to ask you, what was the greatest thing that Moshe ever did? What made Moshe? What was the source of Moshe's holiness? His greatest achievement was that he blessed Bnei Yisrael at the end of his life.
This is the first time, meaning he says he wasn't Zoycha to be called Ish Elokim.
Right, until this.
Yisrael,
right.
But this is the first time he's been Mevarech Es Yisrael, meaning it's right now that...
Right.
Another question.
Right. It's not really the first time Moshe has brought bracha upon Bnei Yisrael. Right, why dafka this form and this expression of bracha, which was, and again, unless you say it's the fact that Moshe overcame, it's Lifnei Moso, it's all the reasons that Moshe might have harbored bad feelings at this moment. So, is the focus the greatness of, is it his interaction with Bnei Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael, so to speak, made him so great, or it's the fact that he was willing to deal with them despite the trouble they gave him that made him so great? Okay, but he's an Ish Elokim. It's a powerful thing. And it's dafka this bracha that made him into the Ish Elokim. Okay, well, further, let's see Ish Elokim. Yizbar kasav aderach omrimza. Again, look at this way in which Moshe surpassed the office. There's a troubling Gemara, a hard Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Im yavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leishe bedinim Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, einam yecholin lama b'fanov." That if Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov had to be judged al pi midas hadin, they wouldn't even pass the day of judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be rachim. Hashem has rachmanis even on the greatest tzaddikim. And they too are imperfect. Halamata ki ma shemolim atzaddikim ma'aseyim. That the success of, again, the greatest tzaddikim of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is only through Hashem's rachamim. But if Hashem were to approach them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to analyze their behaviors, al pi midas hadin, they wouldn't prevail. They wouldn't, even Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov wouldn't be successful b'din. Like David HaMelech says, Va'al tavo b'mishpat es avdecha ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. That no one can pass your judgment, Hashem, even the chai. Chai, we know, is kol chai is a code word for tzaddik. Perish, kol tzaddik shikari chai. Right? Even the tzaddik is called chai. And even in his misa is called chai. Right? In a more Kabbalistic language, chai is always more obvious to the union of tzaddik. V'kan hodiyah hakosav ki tzadik zeh nis'atzim upal hatov afilu be'erech b'chinas adin haromiz be'elokim. And yet this tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, is an Ish Elokim. Which means even al pi midas hadin, al kim being meramis to midas hadin, Moshe Rabbeinu could hold his own. V'hu omro Ish Elokim, v'im yavo Hashem lamor imo badin yuchal ki hifli la'asos hatov ha'yasher. Moshe is so outstanding that even al pi midas hadin, he could hold his own. Again, we see Moshe's not perfect, but I guess his madrega was so much greater than even the Avos, that in a certain sense he could pass the din by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Okay, let's keep going. O niskaven v'mamrezeh lahayit alav Ki kol his atzmo b'midos hatovos hayeduos lo lo hayu el letzad yir asam me'elokav lo shahaya tivo misayo el adavar. This is a very important Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. I brought along, I'm not going to read it inside, but the Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Kedushin has a very famous passage where he quotes a medrash. Again, the authenticity of this medrash, a lot has been written about. But it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not such a great person when he was born. Right? The medrash tells the story that they took, the king wanted to see who is this leader of the Jewish people, and he had his artisans create a replica of Moshe Rabbeinu's image, and they analyzed, and they said, this person's a terrible person. And they said, how could it be? This is the great leader of the Jewish people. Okay, and you see, Moshe was able to overcome all sorts of shortcomings that he had from his youth. He was an angry person, he was a jealous person, and he was a baltaiva, and all the things, you know, that normal people struggle with. Moshe struggled with them also. Problem with the Medrash is that we know that when Moshe was born, right, that the home was filled with light, according to one opinion of Chazal. And he was Tov, and he was born Mahol, and we have all sorts of, you know, all sorts of indications that Moshe was born with tremendous tzidkus and lofty levels. So again, yesh v'yesh in terms of Chazals and in terms of different different ways to try to make Moshe great from day one or dafka not.
Why does that have to be so to each other? Meaning, like Revolvi and Ali Shor, when he talks about the midah of a person, it's not that the midah is a negative midah. The midah is a positive midah. It's just the way a person uses it could be tov l'tov,
okay.
It can be little mazeh, little mazeh.
Right.
So Moshe Rabbeinu had these certain midos, which for most people, and that's what Mitzrayim was looking at it as, oh, he's going to be a terrible person.
Right.
But
he dafka turned all of those into milos. Okay. I hear. Yeah. I mean, when we're introduced to Moshe's parents, the Torah dafka says there was an ish mibeis levi and a girl who's a bas levi, and they got married. Why not tell us who they are? So some of us should explain, because again, anyone, you know, Moshe's parents, it wasn't that Moshe had some unbelievable parents, it was a guy and a girl got married and they had a Moshe Rabbeinu, and you too could have a child who's a Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, you have yesh v'yesh, but the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying, and again, you add this to the list of those comments on this topic, was Moshe, you know, born into it, or did Moshe work on himself? So he says that Moshe was an ish ha'elokim, that it was because of his yiras shemayim, his yiras elokus, that he became the person that he was. Let's just read the words again, right? Ki kol his atzmo b'midos tovos hayuduos lo. Lo haya ela letzad yir asom elokav. All of the things Moshe achieved, his levels of greatness, were all acquired through his yiras elokim. Lo shaya tivo mesayo eladam. He wasn't born into it. It wasn't a natural, necessarily. Like the Gemara says in Yom Adaf Chavbez, that Shaul va'achas v'lo olsalo, v'david v'chulu. Why was it that Shaul so quickly lost his kingdom, and David HaMelech made more mistakes and got away with it? Ki Shaul haya mitivo mazug, v'lo haya chamu mahir litos. Because Shaul was a person who was born with a more refined nature. And therefore, it was uncharacteristic of him to make mistakes. And therefore, even a single mistake cost him everything. So therefore, Shaul so quickly lost the melucha for a first offense. Because we analyze a person according to his nature. Because if Shaul had the nature of David HaMelech, he could have made many more mistakes and gotten away with it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu analyzes the person based on his natural abilities. V'heina ish Moshe, yesh machom lachshov, shaya anav mitivo, v'yibakulan mitivo. You could have looked at Moshe and said, listen, anav mikol adam, that's just the way he was. He was cut out for being a leader of the Jewish people, and he was cut out for being a humble person, and he was cut out to be a great genius and teacher of Torah, and therefore the Torah is telling us that's not that way. Well, lezeheida Torah love shekol his atzmuso v'tigbarto haramas b'tevas ish hayiletzad ha'elokim hayayari. It was dafka because he drew close to Hashem, and through that relationship and yiras elokus, he came to be a great person. V'hu omar ish ha'elokim. Pretty amazing. Big chizik for regular people. Okay, od yirmas al zeh aderach ish hameyucha lelokim shlo kam v'le yakum kamoso. Another way to say Ish Elokim is that Ish, right? Ish implies B'makom Shein Anashim Ishtadol Yos Ish. Ish implies a person of power, a person of leadership. So Moshe was an Ish Elokim. What does that mean? It's a unique title. He's an Ish Miuchad Elokim. Shelo Kam V'lo Yakum Kamosel will never be someone quite like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'neskav V'nekasa B'smichas Esvena Yisrael L'maimer Ish Elokim. The reason that it describes again his becoming an Ish Elokim in conjunction with his relationship with Bnei Yisrael, lahagid shemadrega zo hesiga im Bnei Yisrael, meaning beemtzos masha tarach behem umasha saval mehem, Moshe's efforts on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, and that which Moshe had to suffer and to endure at the hands of Bnei Yisrael, vahamistayv meemtzos hanagaso hatova imahem hisig madrega zo likara Ish Elokim. It's Dafka, he became this unique leader that he was, this Ish Miyucha Lelokim, because of his efforts and because of his willingness to sometimes take a beating on behalf of Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so Ad Kan, the first pasuk, and its connection to the end of last week's parasha. Okay, fine. Pasuk Beis. So he asks a whole bunch of questions here. Right, let's read the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hashem came from Sinai. V'zarach mei Seir lamo. And Hashem also, Zarach, he was shining forth from Seir. Right, lamo, he shone forth to them from Seir. Hofia mei Harparan. And then he displayed himself, he appeared from Harparan. V'asam ruvos kodesh. So I'm not going to translate that because it's not clear how to translate it. We'll see how the Aruch HaYom HaKadosh translates it. Mimino ish das lamo. And then from his right hand, he presented his holy law. Okay. So we know the Chazal, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around and offered the Torah to the whole world. Chazal say, he quotes the Medrash, Yatza l'kras Yisrael mi-Sinai, v'zarach me-Seir, shepasach l'bnei Esav, liten l'matorah, hofia me-Harparan, shehalach gam kim li-Shmal. What was Hashem doing by Seir? What was Hashem doing by Paran? He went to Bnei Esav, he went to Bnei Yishmael, he said, do you want my Torah? And Hashem mei Sinai ba. Now, we know the Chazal, but it's hard to read it in the Pasuk. What does it say Hashem came from Sinai, and then he shone forth and displayed himself and appeared, right, from Har Paran or from Seir? What's the order of events here? V'kasha lama hischil b'me'uchar shum mei Sinai ba. Meaning first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we understand the Medrash, right, as we've heard it in our youth, right, Hashem went to all the nations of the world and Hashem said, Esav, do you want the Torah? What's in it? No, we don't want the Torah. Yishmael, do you want the Torah? No, we don't want the Torah. And then Hashem came to the Jewish people and said, we want the Torah, and he gave them the Torah at Har Sinai. So why does the Torah here present Hashem mi Sinai ba v'zorach mi Seir hofia mi Harpara? Seems to be a little bit backwards from the way the events actually played themselves out. That's question number one. O tzarech ledas, lama shina ledaber begimul lishonos. Misinai ba, vizarach meseir, hofia meharparan. Why do you use three different lishonos, ba, zarach, and hofia? Vahayel alachal lam yachad, azehadarach, misinai ba, meseir, meparan. Just say that Hashem, misinai ba, and from seir, and from paran. What's the difference between Zarach and Ophia? Od lama b'Sinai hiktim zichron hamakom v'acher kach masha chayim mimenu u'beparan v'seir hiktim haba v'acher kach hamakom. Another sharp question, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, it's m'Sinai, tells you the place, and then ba. As opposed to Zarach, first the action, and then the place, m'Seir. Ophia, the action, and then paran. So why the difference? Why that distinction? Achin yisbar inin b'her amram zal lama lo zachu avos u'beprat yako shaisim yitaso shleima laseis lahem Hashem torasa. A very fundamental question. Gotta know the Surah Chaim HaKadosh. Gotta remember that it's here. Because if you're ever bothered by the question, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu wait to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael when he did? Why didn't Hashem give the Torah? Yes, the avos kept the Torah, Avram kept the Torah, Yitzchak and Yaakov kept the Torah, perhaps with varying degrees, maybe fully, maybe less so, right? But the Gemara is very clear that Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Yoma. Avram kept everything. So why didn't he officially receive the Torah? Why did Hashem wait to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael when he did? So here's the answer. V'omro, Chazal explained in the Medrash, Shatam hu lefi she'ein shechina shoral pachus misamech ribo. Because giving the Torah is a big deal. Giving the Torah requires a certain surah of Kavodah Torah. And that surah of Kavodah Torah means that the Torah has to be given berabim. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu would not allow his shechina to rest on anything less than 600,000. So to give the Torah, you need a Shuras HaShechina. To have a Shuras HaShechina, you need a big island. You need a big tzibur. Like we find in Yisrael, Hashem to appear requires a tzibur. Now the question is the following. Hashem's Shechina is present with us right now. Three Jews who sit and learn Torah, the Shechina is present. Two Jews who sit and learn Torah, the Shechina is present. He quotes the Mishnah, and raises the obvious question. So we might come to ask, the Mishnah says in Avos, Shechina Shruya Beinayim. So the Shechina is absolutely present here. So what do you mean that the Shechina was present at Har Sinai to the exclusion of here? They couldn't give the Torah to Avram because what? Because it wasn't, the Shechina wouldn't come to such a place. The Shechina does come, apparently, even to small groups. So this has been already addressed by those who came before us. To be able to receive the fullness of the Shechina, you need 600,000 Jews. Again, whatever exactly that means, but the full presence of the Shechina will only reveal itself in the presence of 600,000 Jews. Al os achas shemeir mimena hamofia b'mishias orel hidavik b'kedusha kol echal lefi kocho. If a smaller group of people get together and learn Torah, so then a little bit of the Shechina, apparently, even though Hashem is one, the Shechina can apparently, I don't want to use the word divide because it sounds so dangerous, right? But the Shechina can present itself in a more limited fashion, and therefore depending on the Kalach, in terms of the quality and the quantity of people who are learning, the more attachment, the more Shechina. Ve'ein doma ha'ara beiz l'gimel, v'gimel l'dal. You can't compare the ha'ara, the amount of gilui Shechina that a single person gets, as opposed to two people, as opposed to three people, as opposed to four people. Aval klaus ha'shechina ein ha'shorah el ha'samach ribu v'yisrael. But the entirety of the Shechina requires 600,000 Jews. No, what do you want to say, Ritzvi?
When he's saying us achas, he's not saying Dafka is like each piece of Torah, like every person's chelik in Torah, right? Because the Chora, the Chazal say, right, there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, there are 600,000
right.
Letters in the Torah, words in the Torah, because of, right, the 600,000.
Right. Every Jew has his letter.
Every Jew has a chelik.
Right.
The Chora doesn't match up, so I think the Achronim go through it, and mm-hmm. Yehoshua gives an answer that if you count the spaces in between
right.
with it,
right.
So it counts over there as well. So there are parts of it that are hidden. So when a Jew's learning Torah, what's he being Masonic from, it's from the letters,
uh-huh.
But the spaces behind it that are hidden,
right.
So that you can't,
right.
You can't be Megala.
Right.
When all Klai Yisrael is there, so you can
be get the whole, right.
That which is hidden.
Right. It's just such an interesting idea, this idea of degrees of Shechina. This, by the way, answers the question. The Aruch Lener asks, both in the Aruch Lener and also in the Shalos Jewish Binyan Zion. He says, we daven. We ask for the Shechina to come back. What do I need the Shechina to come back? I have the Shechina right now. Right now we're sitting and learning. So what am I asking for the Shechina to return itself and to present itself? What do I need the Beis HaMikdash for? And the answer is, because again, to have the full Shechina experience, for the Shechina to reveal itself in its entirety, it requires a certain framework. So for the Klolus HaShechina, we need 600,000 Jews. Okay, so with this idea that there are degrees of Shechina, again, a very Yesodos Dekor HaChaim HaKadosh, he has it in another place as well, where he talks about this idea of degrees of Shechina in accordance with the number of people, and again, presumably also the quality of the gathering, not just the quantity. But it can answer a lot of things. So let's come back now. V'hu Mayim Rakasav. So Hashem Misinai Ba. Hashem Perish Klalus HaShechina. The fullness of the Shechina was only available and displayed itself at what? At Sinai itself. Lahagbil Yisrael. Who would say Sashchina lahagbil am nifchar imitziyasa yatu bezoros. And yet at that moment, when the Shechina was presenting itself in its entirety to the Jewish people, Right? A small portion of Shekhinah, a ray of the Shekhinah, so to speak, an aura of the Shekhinah, some smaller degree of Gilui Shekhinah, went out to present itself to Esav and to Yishmael. Uvo echa derech har seir, ve'echa derech har paron. L'Yisrael she'avru derech sham l'siba yadua. Now, I'm not sure what he means by that line. I'm not sure if he's saying, I'm not sure how to read this part. But the point is that the fullness of the Shekhinah came to Klal Yisrael. And a smaller Gilui Shekhinah was offered to the other nations of the world. And therefore, since that which was being offered to Seir, to Esav, and to Yishmael was really coming by way of the Jewish people, so that's why it starts. Misinai ba, she'ibiyas klalas ha-shekhinah, v'achar kach hodiya chelke yoresh shabau derech makom ha-zalaz. And then it says that, you know, here's the ikar, and then there's also the tafel, that there was some ha'ara of the Shekhinah that displayed itself before Seir and before Yishmael. Okay. V'diktek lomar zarach ha-ofiyah. So now we understand why it changed Lashonos. Why does he use the lashon of zarach and ofia to appear and to shine? Lahayir shelo halach derech sham el zricha achas v'ofa achas imenu. It was only again a much more limited display of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Ulashon hofa ye'amer achilak muat mekedusha. The word hofa implies, as we see from the Gemara in Makos, a smaller gilui of Shekhinah. Like the Gemara in Makos says, hofia ruach hakodesh midrashenu, that ruach hakodesh suddenly appeared, right, in some degree of great Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our base matrish. Shu gader katan shebechina sashras or ashchina, the smallest measure, so to speak, of shras shchina. V'yiches lebnei seir gader gadol mi gader shal Yishmael kifi madrigaso kihu lamala mi Yishmael. In case you ever wondered, who's greater, Esav or Yishmael? So Chaim HaKadosh tells us, you see from these psukim that what? It's zarach meseir v'hofia mehar paran. Which means that what? That seir, which is Edom, which is Esav, got a greater offering than Yishmael. Because Esav is greater than Yishmael. Esav is greater than Yishmael. So I like to think about this sometimes, because you see the world today is made up of Esav and Yishmael. Right? You have Christianity and you have Islam. And they're fighting it out on the world stage, and you kind of wonder who's gonna, you know, who's gonna outlast who, right? Are the Muslims going to conquer the Western world, and then the Jewish people have to deal with the Muslims to bring the Gula, or the opposite? Will the West finally, you know, blow up ISIS, and then we'll have to deal with that Yetzer Hara and that challenge of Christianity and Esav and Edom? Right, so it says here that Esav is greater than Yishmael. So I always say it's Merumah's Gemara in Makos says V'tzadik b'menasu yichya b'chabachuk b'midan al-achas V'tzadik b'menasu yichya. So there's a few places in the Sivas Shalom where he talks about at every critical juncture of Jewish history, two issues always come up: Kedusha and Emunah. Kedusha meaning morality, and Emunah meaning Emunah. Kedusha is a verse in Emunah. He says it was true when we left Mitzrayim, it was true when we got the Torah, it was true when we entered Eretz Yisrael, and it's true when we're going to get Mashiach. And because of the Mashiach, the two big issues that everyone's going to be grappling with are Kedusha, that there's going to be tremendous sexual immorality in the world, and there's going to be tremendous Emunah and faith issues in the world. V'havein. Everyone understands that that's happening in the world. So it's interesting, right? Esav and Yishmael also represent these two things. Yishmael is Amadom Alechamor. It's chumrius, it's physicality, even though they present themselves as being very, moral in that way, in terms of tznias and burqas and things like that. But in truth, the Quran's understanding of a man's right to his wife, as he sees fit, is very perverse and very immoral. And when it comes to Christians, their whole thing is you just got to believe in Yashka. Right? So it seems to be, they seem to wave the banner of Emunah more so than anyone else, when in truth, again, it's a very shallow Emunah. So I think it's Barum, it's V'tzadik b'menas v'yichya, b'ch Habakkuk v'midan al-achas. Habakkuk says the final thing is going to be Emunah, right? Which means that Esav is going to, that's exactly what it says here, that Esav is stronger and greater than Yishmael. But I think it's Barum, it's V'tzadik b'menas v'yichya, right? Tzadik is the Indian of Yosef Tzadik. To Vitzadik, above is the Osbris Kodesh. So first there's going to be Kedusha. First the person has to work on Nyanik Kedusha, deal with Yishmael. Okay? So Donald Trump and friends are trying to figure out how to deal with that. And once they figure that out, so then we'll have to deal with, right, Emunaso, and then Yechia, and then we'll be Zochet to the true Tchia with the Gula Shlema. But again, it's a good Mari Makom. It's another Chaim HaKadosh says that Esav's connection to Klal Yisrael is better, is greater in Madriga than Yishmael. I guess presumably because, you know, Yishmael being born to Avraham.
Yeah. The Gemara says in Kedushin Yuchas, Esav's Yisrael Mamer.
Right, Yisrael Mamer.
Kedushas Yisrael in
right.
some sense.
Right.
More Kedushin than Yishmael.
Right. Ki bi Yitzchak Yikar Lecha Zara. Right. Some of Yitzchak is going to be called Zara, which is Yaakov as opposed to Esav. But yeah, the Gemara still says Yisrael Mamer that there's still a Shaychus.
Kodem Matan Torah. So Esav wasn't going to be a Kabbalah later on. But
right.
Kodem Matan Torah, Kiddush.
He still had right. He still had potential for potential to be one of the Avos even. Right.
Yeah.
Much more so than Yishmael. Okay. All right. Let's just do it a little bit further. So he says. So based on all of this, now we can understand that Vizos HaBracha. Meaning, how does this get us full circle back to the blessing that Moshe is giving? Uvizan is Yashu kol adiknukim, gam ashehikdim zichron Sinai lebiya. Uvisayir biparon hikdim zricha vofa. Ki b'makum zichron Hashem, hu maimer hofia v'zarach v'havein. Okay, so I'm not exactly sure what that means. Why mentioning Sinai first, as opposed to maybe Sinai ba versus zarach v'seir v'hofia mehar paron. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying with that. V'akavana b'chol ha'maimer, but the point of this whole presentation is l'hayir ma'alasam l'harvos v'rechasam ki ru'uyim heim l'bracha. By contrasting Klal Yisrael and the greatness of Klal Yisrael and their willingness and ability to receive the entirety of the Shechina and the Torah, right, as opposed to these other nations which were only offered a smaller Gilei Shechina and rejected the Torah, v'zeh miderach harotza l'varech b'chol libo la'orah ha'dvarim l'haliv ha'lev l'varech b'chol libo. It's the way of a person who's giving a bracha to first sing the praises of the person that you're going to bless and to highlight their milas in order to then be able to bestow a more heartfelt bracha upon them. V'chein timsa sha'asa Yitzchak k'shiratza l'varech Yaakov ha'im akarvo elav v'amra lo gisha na u'shaka li b'ni. Right? Draw close so I can kiss you and you can kiss me and I can be close to you and then I'll be able to bless you. Because to be ma'orer feelings of Ava before bracha makes a lot of sense. V'zem midvarim ha-ma'orim. And this is something that is ma'orer. V'ayin ma'ashe pirashti. Go look what I wrote in Parshas Vayechi. That when Yosef is bringing his children to be blessed, right, and he asks, mi'ela, who are these children? Part of what Yaakov is trying to do is, tell me their milas and then I'll be able to bless them with greater enthusiasm. Ukamokin ha'adon Moshe b'achar lo la'or avas libo aleim mimasha Hashem ahavam v'helosam. So to awaken those good feelings, so Moshe can bless them in a more heartfelt way. Moshe says, "Look how much Hashem loves you. He displayed His whole Shechina to you, as opposed to the other nations of the world." V'nafsho hakadosha tislayv la'huve elyon. And there Moshe says, "How could I not love the ones who are so beloved by God Himself?" Again, this is a further display of the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu and his connection to Hashem and by extension Klal Yisrael. Okay? Next piece is very strong. V'asa mirivos kodesh. How do you learn V'asa mirivos kodesh? V'asa mirivos kodesh. So the article translates here based on Rashi, and Aruch Haim is going to quote those of you who read it this way, that Asa, that he came, Hashem came, mirivos kodesh with some of his myriads of the angels, of the holy ones, to give the Torah. Hashem came with a portion of his heavenly escorts. Why did Hashem do that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very humble. Hashem, in his humility, didn't want to show off everything that he has. Normally, on the wedding day, the chassan tries to bring out his best. Hashem, in his humility, marrying Klal Yisrael, still came with a smaller entourage, smaller assembly. So that's how the Rishonim learned. He says, HaRishonim, Rashi, based on the Medrash, Amru Shneskavin Lomer Shehevi Imo Chelek Mirivavos V'lo Kol V'lo Rov V'Hodia Anvuso Yisbarach, to show the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't flaunt all of his escorts and all of his power and all those who normally would accompany HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, okay, so the word V'asa apparently means to come, the way the Rashi Chazal are interpreting. Right? That Hashem brought. Hashem came and He brought. and he brought along Meirivos Kodesh. Ve'ein zeh pshat ha-teva. So first of all, va'asa, is that really the correct interpretation? Ve'miufarshu va'asa hu uva. If you translate va'asa that way, ein mafurashim hevi afilu k'tasa. It's not clear that he brought at all. Va'asa, that he came Meirivos Kodesh, he came with, he came from, he came along with some of them, right? May Rivos, from amongst the Rivos, but not all of the Rivos. Ulai shesorim shahavas hamikzas ain't a kasav tzarech l'omro. It could be that in terms of bringing some, the Torah doesn't have to make that point. That's so obvious. U'mashalamadu min a kasav hu shalo hevi imo harivavos kodesh v'nicham sham. Maybe the point that it's trying to make is that they came with him and they stayed with him. That Hashem didn't leave any of his Rivos kodesh down in the world below. Okay? In case you thought Hashem left some angels behind. They came and went with him. But the Rechaim HaKadosh, I'll tell you what I think this, what the real pshat in the pasuk is. That va'asa, that Hashem came, not that Hashem brought, but Hashem came. And where did Hashem come from? Hashem came from his heavenly abode, of Rivos Kodesh. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned the heavens to come to earth. And that's Gavaldik for Klal Yisrael. V'chutz midarka, putting aside the words of Chazal, Nirasha Kavana Hu, La'ha'ir ma'alasam shal Yisrael, that Hashem came may Revos Kodesh. He came from that world to this world in order to what? In order to be with us, to give us the Torah. That Hashem made his place our place. He abandoned the Elyonim. And that's what we find in the Zohar and Parshas Truma, how angry and how disappointed and how saddened the Tzva Shemayim was that Hashem chose us over them. Kama nitzdar v'tzva Shemayim kishakava Hashem diras shchinasa b'tachtonu m'sher bachar lo. So awesome, Rivos Kodesh. Came from Rivos Kodesh. Now, what inspired Hashem to do that? So then we got one more. Mimino eish das lamo. The answer is, finish the pasuk. Mimino, from his right hand, eish das lamo, he presented the fiery law. Perish, Tam Shabbach Hashem, Lishko and Shama B'tachtonim, the reason Hashem decided to dwell amongst us, V'asa Min Rivos Kodesh, the reason he came from all of the heavenly angels and the hosts of the heavens, is because, Lefi, Shemimino is Dash Eish Das Lamo, because he wanted to give us the Torah. V'hu Al Derech Masha Amru, the Medrash says in the Pasuk, V'yikli Truma, Masha Lamelech Shehisi Bito, V'chulu. Imagine a king who married off his daughter. The full text of the Medrash is, he says to his daughter, I can't be without you though. Of course I want you to get married, I can't be without you. So make sure that you and your chassan make a place in your house that whenever I want to come visit, I can come as I see fit. Amar HaMelech, Chu Gam Osi Ima. So the king said to his new son-in-law, if you're taking the girl, you're taking me also. Okay. So Hashem said the same thing. My daughter's the Torah. V'hu hatam shenasan kan v'asa mirivos mitam mimino eish das lamo. If you want to know why I abandoned them to come to you, B'nai Yisrael, because you have something that's more important to me, the most important to me, perish li'Yisrael. The reason that I came is because the eish das lamo I gave to you, to Yisrael. V'amur eish das, and realize that my Torah is an eish das. V'lo amur das eish, doesn't say that it's a law of fire, it's a fiery law. Why? Lahasmich tevas eish l'tevas mimino. That the Torah wanted to put the word eish and mimino next to each other. Mimino, eish, das lama. Why? Because mimino and eish describe two aspects of the Torah. Mimino, of course, means the right side, and eish, which is fire, which is gevura, means the left side. Shenitna ha-Torah miyamin u'bismo. The Torah is given both kiviyach with Hashem's right hand and his left hand. V'hu omro mimino, zeyamin, eish, zesmo. Shugvura haramuzu b'chinas eish. So in order to create that balance, it says mimino eish. Right? And then the Torah, the das lama, the das that was given to them, was mimino eish. It was a combination of yamin and smol. A combination of chesed and gvura. And that, he says, is the secret of eish lavana al gabe shchora, white fire upon black fire. V'hu sod kriyas Torah tushia. And this is why the Torah, on the one hand, is called tushia, wisdom, mitzad gvura. Therefore you see the Torah has all different qualities and they're interwoven. That there's a wisdom that comes from Gvura, and there's a strength that comes from within Chesed, and that's all merumas in Mimino Eish,
that there's this blending of right side and left side in the giving of the in the Torah. The Ish Lavana al Gabe Ish Chora, hopefully the Chesed on top of the Gvura, which is why Mimino comes before Ish, but it's really the combination of the two. Okay? Alright, let's just conclude. Let's go to the end of the Parsha. We'll end with one more. Goes through all the brachos of each of the Shvatim. A lot of beautiful ideas along the way. Let's just go to Zvulun, and we'll end with a couple of last little things. Okay, we'll go to Pasuk Yudches, Lamed Gimel Yudches. Since we're amongst Bnei Torah, we'll talk about Zvulun. Zvulun Yisachar. Smach Zvulun. We're amongst Bnei Torah, also we'll probably have a job one day. So this is important. Smach Zvulun. Zvulun, you should be so happy when you go to work. Hagam shebin yani olam hazeh b'chlalus ein lismoach behem. Normally, when it comes to matters of gashmias, a person shouldn't rejoice in them. It says in Kohelet, we're going to read very soon on Chol Hamoed, l'simcha mazo oseh. What's the great joy in the pursuits of this world? But Zvulun, you have what to be happy about. You know why? Because your money is well spent. Amar Hanavi, says the Navi Moshe Rabbeinu, shezvulin yashno b'simcha. Hagam b'yitziyasam b'beis medrash shchora. Even when he walks out of the beis medrash to go to work, he's filled with joy. Why? The pleasures of olam hazeh? That's not real joy. Simcha mazo asa. So he has real joy. Why does he have real joy? Vatam kedesh yiskayim yisachar ba'o alo kamru v'yisachar ba'o alecha. It's because Zvulin understands that he's playing a critical role in supporting Torah, and that allows Zvulun to rejoice, to be'emes rejoice, in his olam hazeh pursuits. And not only that, it gives Zvulun a certain guarantee that when a person says, I'm going to use my money, my gashmias, to serve Hashem, then he can walk out with a smile on his face. How does he know he's going to be matzliach? Maybe the stock market's going to crash. Maybe Zvulun, right, who was a fisherman, maybe he's not going to catch any fish. What's going to be? A person doesn't know he's going to be successful until he comes back successful. So what's Zvulun so happy about walking out the door? Maybe he's going to fail. Maybe all his business deals are going to fall through. Zvulun, you can rejoice. Not only can you rejoice, but you can rejoice. Why? For sure you're going to be matzliach. Vatam, kevan shiyasachar bo alecha, you're a shliach mitzvah. Shliach mitzvah ato lezun lom de Torah. V'kina oel yasachar lezvulin ki hu abona oelo. And it's yasachar bo alecha, it's your tents. You have a shaykhus to the tents of yasachar. It's not yasachar in his tent, and you're just giving him money, but the tent becomes your tent. The tent of Torah is your tent as well. It's your place. And you should rejoice in that. Okay? Alright, let's go jump ahead. Let's just see the praise of Hashem and the praise of Bnei Yisrael and Moshe one last time. Pasuk Havav. Ein kakel yeshur. After describing the praises of all of the Shvatim, it tells us how fortunate are we, Jewish people, to have a God like the Jewish God. Pasuk says, Pasuk Havav. Ein kakel yeshurun. There is none like God, O Jeshurun. Right? There's no God like the one you have, Jewish people. Rochev Shamayim be'ezrecha uvegavaso shechakim. He rides the heavens at your assistance, and in his majesty the skies. So what does it mean, he rides the heavens at your assistance? Perish, ein kakel shel yeshurin. There's no God like the Jewish God. She'oseh davar zeh lahem. Look what Hashem does feel. Hashem is Rochev Shamayim on your behalf. Perish, she'rochev ala shamayim b'shvil ezras yisrael. Uhu amru be'ezrecha. Look how Hashem, when a Jew has to go to battle, he has to realize Hashem is fighting not only with him, but he's fighting for him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the highest perspective to be able to see how to win the war. Hashem has all of the heavenly powers at his disposal. Hashem takes all of the heavens and all of its kochos to come to assist and to support Yisrael, shasus tafal rochev, because the horse is secondary to the rider. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rochev shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on top, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. Just go ahead a couple of psukim, pasuk haftes, ashrecha, ashrecha. How fortunate are we?
Jewish people, Ashrech Yisrael, Mi Chamocha Am Nosha Ba'Hashem, a people who are what? Who are delivered, who are Nosha Ba'Hashem, who are saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, what does it mean? Perish. Shekol Ha'umo Sarayim Nilchalim Lehem Kiyadua. There are ministering angels that fight wars on behalf of the nations. Uvezeh Yish Lachush Sheyigba Alav Sar Shekenegda. Or Hashem Yigafenu. So when a nation goes out to war, maybe they'll fall into the hands of another ministering angel. Or maybe God will trump everyone. But the Jewish people, Hashem fights for us. Vayar Yisrael as Mitzrayim Meis. Chazal say that Hashem showed them the sorrow of Mitzrayim was dead. Masha'ein King Yisrael. Ashreihem. Shechuasam hi b'Hashem. Shehu b'chvodo nilcham lahem. It's not again just that Hashem will help you, but Hashem will mamash lead the way. And Hashem will battle for you and He'll support you and He'll do whatever He needs. He'll be riding on high to make sure that you're successful in all of your battles. And in this way, we always have the upper hand on the battlefields because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is our general. Okay? And last but not least, turn to the very end. We'll end with where we started. The great praises of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll go to Pasuk Yod. First he explains when Moshe dies, it's a little strange. If Moshe is so great, so why does it seem that Klal Yisrael mourned Aaron more so than Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rechaim has a whole series of explanations in Pasuk Ches. He says maybe because Aaron passed away more suddenly, and they knew Moshe was going to die. Moshe has been telling them for a long time, my end is coming. So maybe that's why it wasn't as jarring. Could be that when Aaron died, there was a more visible change in their life. No loss of Danani HaKavod. Okay, but it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't as beloved necessarily. Again, there is an opinion that says that way, that they had a certain connection to Aaron, he was more accessible to the people because of his relationship with them. But the Rechaim HaKadosh tries to give other reasons why they cried for Aaron seemingly right, more. Because it says Kol Beis Yisrael Aaron. Here it just says Ve'yivchu B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say Kol Beis Yisrael. But last but not least, Moshe the greatest Navi, because of B'nai Yisrael. Let's see. V'lo kam navi'ot. Let's go to Pasuk Yod. Yeah. We conclude. The Torah concludes. The last three psukim of the Torah. V'lo kam navi'ot v'Yisrael kemosha asher yedao Hashem panim al panim. L'chol ha'osos v'amosim asher sholacho Hashem lasos v'eretz v'tzvayim l'paro l'chol ha'vadov v'l'chol arzo l'chol ha'yad ha'chazaka v'l'chol ha'mora ha'gadol asher asa Moshe le'inei kol Yisrael. But Moshe was the ultimate navi. There's never anyone as great before him, and there's never going to be anyone as great after him. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, V'lo kam navi od. He says, come and od. Perish. V'lo kam arata. And od, perish lo yakum od kamahu. That you might say, well, no one, from this point forward, Moshe was the greatest. No, there was no lo kam, lashon avar. There was no one ever before him who was as good. And there'll never be a navi od in the future as great as him. So again, you see the unbelievable madrigos of Moshe Rabbeinu. But realize, last but not least, that it was all b'schus Yisrael. And that's why it says what? V'lo kam navi od bi Yisrael. Bi Yisrael. Ramas shekol hasagas nevuaso haisa be'emtzaos Yisrael. That all of Moshe's success and the greatness of his nevuah was what? Was because of B'nai Yisrael. Was by way of B'nai Yisrael. Bi Yisrael. V'tzeyu lamad mehashanim shayu Yisrael nezufim lo nidbar yimah Hashem. Realize that when Hashem's angry at Klal Yisrael, Hashem wasn't communicating with Moshe Rabbeinu. And when the Klal Yisrael acted right, Moshe was able to reach his lofty levels. So the relationship is a reciprocal one. That Moshe helps us to be great, and we help Moshe to be great. The Chazal Darshu, Avavu Umas Ha'olam, right? There never was a Navi amongst Klal Yisrael, but yes, there was Zel Umazen, the form of Bilam. But again, in terms of the fullness of the relationship, the give and take of Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, this was the ultimate relationship, and it led forth to the greatest of brachas, and we should all be zocha to be the recipients of the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazak, 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 chazak. See you back in Yeshiva for Bereshis. We'll be back.